It's Saturday of the third week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zolsdorf. Today's Roman station is Santa Susanna, although recently, when the stations are observed, masses are held across the street at the beautiful Carmelite church Santa Maria della Vittoria, where you find Bernini's astonishing statue of Saint Teresa in ecstasy. Saint Susanna seems to have been a relative of Diocletian and was the niece of Pope Gaius. Diocletian wanted her to marry, and, as is often the case with Roman virgin martyrs, she was a Christian who had made a vow of virginity. So in 296, Diocletian killed her father and her uncle, the Pope, and also Susanna, by chopping off her head in the family home. Santa Susanna, the church, could have been one of those house churches that we've heard about so often. It was already a place of worship by 330. And it was called Santa Susanna by the 7th century. And the facade of Santa Susanna is by Carlo Moderno, and it so impressed people that he was given the job of the facade of the new Basilica of St. Peter on the Vatican Hill. In the Vetus Ordo today, the first reading is the very long account from the Old Testament, from Daniel, about Susanna, surprised by wicked men while bathing, and then they falsely accuse her of adultery when she would not accede to their nefarious desires. The gospel reading, then, is the tale of the adulteress brought before Christ. How carefully we have to tread in this life and be wary of those who would cause us to sin. And when we do fall in sin, we must come back to God in confession. We always have a merciful Savior in our Lord. But the story of Susanna and Daniel was very well known to the early Roman Christians, and images are found of this scene in chambers and niches of the catacombs. She was calumniated, she prays, she was saved. However, she preferred to be an unjustly treated victim of malice rather than to be rescued in purely worldly terms. And the woman taken in adultery presents us also with a kind of a conundrum, an aporia. The Lord did not come to overturn the law, and the law is clear about the fate of guilty adulteresses. And he does say, after all, sin no more. So if she was guilty of the crime, she must have truly repented with great sincerity and not just with fear of punishment. And that moves the Lord to silence her, those who would condemn her. And it also obtained for her his forgiveness and his implicit blessing, because she was truly sorry for her sins. Never despair of being forgiven by God. There's nothing that we can do that's so bad that he won't forgive it if we ask. We're hearing a lot from Father Troadek this year. Today is no exception. I suppose we won't hear much from him next year, but here we go. Today, the Pharisees lead before Jesus a sinful woman who has betrayed the fidelity of marriage. They are trying to trap him. The sin of this adulterous woman is very grave. But Jesus did not come to judge and to condemn. He came to heal and to save. The time for judgment will come. So he answers them very calmly, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." The Pharisees certainly did not expect that answer. They can see very well that this man reads in the depths of their hearts, since he is writing their sins on the ground, as certain manuscripts tell us, including St. Jerome. In their shame, they quickly leave, one after the other. When they have all left, our Lord asks this woman, "Hath no man condemned thee?" "No man, Lord," she answers. "Neither will I condemn thee. Go, and now sin no more." It is not that our Lord is treating sin lightly, not at all. On the contrary, he hates sin so much that he came to take it on himself. He came to suffer and die to expiate it, but toward the sinner he has only goodness and mercy so that the sinner might convert. Those are the riches of his sacred heart. He only demands one condition: go and now sin no more. Lord Jesus, moved by thy mercy, I come today to express thee all my gratitude for having so often forgiven my sins. I want to be merciful also, and avoid at all cost falling into the sin of pride, of rash judgment, and of the bitter zeal of the Pharisees.